Спасибо.
Thank you, Madam Chair, esteemed committee members. I'd like to begin by tackling the questions from Ms. Idrissi and Ms. Todorova. In the military schools, as the representative from the Ministry of Education said, boys are taught. There is no ban on girls from studying there. After Turkmenistan acquired independence, we established our own national higher education facilities and military academies, where women and men are trained together. This decision was taken by our government on the basis of the common desire expressed by girls or women to receive a military form education. Girls, and we've only been independent for 33 years, and currently girls, perhaps because of their own views, have not yet shown an interest in studying in the military schools, but they do get higher military education. At what age are they introduced to weapons? A citizen of Turkmenistan can hold a weapon in accordance with legislation once they have reached the age that is foreseen by law, which is 18, namely the age of military service or conscription. Before the age of 18, a child, a citizen, aged under 18, does not handle weapons. I myself studied in a military school, but of course this was in Soviet times, and I'd like to say that in the military school there is education that uses study weapons. So there were study rifles and other weapons, but they cannot inflict any harm upon anybody. So they're blank weapons, if you like. The pupils of military schools can, of course, if they so desire, cease their education there. They can leave the school because they don't want to attend anymore, or because of family circumstances, or because their plans have changed. A student who doesn't want to attend anymore just writes to the head of the school and collects his documents, and then can then continue his education in an ordinary mainstream school. Now, what is the education in military schools like? A military school is or offers the same as a mainstream school, but with a few specificities. There is a military emphasis, so there's higher physical preparation, and there is a special regime there in that they live in barracks and sleep in barracks. So there are specialized schools. For instance, you have schools specialized in foreign languages or schools that specialize on physics and mathematics. A military school is similar, but for the military. It differs from mainstream schools in that it prepares pupils for entering a military academy. Of course, pupils are taught how to use weapons, but this is only done with, as I said, study guns, which are harmless. They cannot be used as real weapons. Representative from the Ministry of Education said that